Noise is not something to wax poetic about for Martin Stewart. In his job, noise is enemy number one. You see, Stewart records sounds in nature all around the world, and noise pollution just gets in the way. Mr. Stewart is based in Redmond, Washington. He says extraneous noise is almost impossible to escape, even in remote Alaska.
I was recording about 3 years ago on a place called the Canning Delta, and this is a pristine environment that you would think, you know, you would hear nothing of noise, no pollution. But when the winds were in one particular direction, I could hear the oil fields of Purdue 60 miles away. So you can't really get away from it, you know, even up in a place like Alaska.
Stewart says recording a sound is different from shooting a picture.
It's great when you take a photograph because you can frame these things and you can imagine that it just looks beautiful and pristine. You can pick up the litter and throw that out the way of your shot. But as far as noise goes and recording, you've got 360 degrees and it's a fact of life that we have to live with nowadays. You know, we have something like 7 billion people on the planet now and rising. So 30 years ago, I can remember probably half about that. To record one pristine hour of sound took about 4 hours to get that, to capture that 1 hour. And today's environment takes you up to about 2,000 hours to get that 1 hour.
Yeah, that's pretty fascinating. You record quite a bit in the developing world, Martin. Have the poorest parts of the world become also some of the noisiest?
Yes, they do. I mean, the standards on vehicles, for instance, they don't go through the testing that they do. Probably, you know, I can speak for the United Kingdom and Australia, as the wife is Australian. But obviously, in places like Latin America, poor people have to basically fix trucks together with duct tape. And so there's no real government law to say that you can't drive down the road with something that emits 120 decibels. So you have that across the soundscape.
You know, and I know the risks of me asking this next question, but what is your favorite quiet sanctuary in the world where you can still find that peace and quiet without any interruption?
Since I was a kid, I've had this fascination with the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And I was fortunate to go up there some years ago and record on three four visits. The Arctic National Wildlife, I think, is one of the places left on the planet that you could actually go there and not see anybody for weeks on end and suck in everything that's around there. Remember when you were a kid and you looked up at the sky and you could see the Milky Way, and now we don't know what that is because of light pollution. Well, in the Arctic Refuge, I could feel my pulse, I could feel my heartbeat. And it was like a connection to your primal self. And there's not many places like that left on the world.
Martin Stewart, based in Redmond, Washington. Great to hear from you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much indeed for having me.